I don't have too much time. I got an appointment.
Yeah, she told me.
12:30 and 1.
Yeah, she told me.
I gotta go pick the fella up. He has no transportation.
So, but you're not leaving. You're going, moving to California.
Yes, finally.
Where?
I hate to leave this.
When are you doing that?
As soon as I sell, I'm going to
sell
the home, and then I want to sell my furniture.
Yeah.
And whatever I got. I don't want to have to bring anything down there, you know.
No. I didn't realize that. I thought you were waiting a year for some reason.
Well, I was going to.
Uh-huh.
See, I worked for the city.
Right.
And I wanted to get an even 30 years in.
Yeah.
But the difference in my pension would be about $23 a month. And I thought, why fight this cold weather?
Oh, really? Another
I got a nice job, though. I'm in the office there and everything.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
I worked hard enough.
Yeah.
Long enough.
Now, you're going to be with Tony? I mean, in that same area?
Yes.
Well, that's going to be nice, I think. Then you'll...
Well, I had my choice between my son and my daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm a little concerned about Tony because she's a very, very nervous person.
Ah.
Where Joey, he's capable of handling himself.
Fine.
You
sure.
know, he was in the service three
yeah.
years, 4 years. And he gets by and he does
yeah.
pretty good. So, of course, he wanted us to be with him too.
Oh, I know.
Still, he understands the predicament that we're in.
Yeah, it's hard.
That means a lot, you know, as long as he understands.
Yeah.
But who knows? If I don't see, if I don't like California, I'm not fond of California, I'll be honest with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I'm a type of person that I love people.
Yeah.
And I love to be able to converse or work
yeah.
with them and everything, but in California, they shun you.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of crazy people out there, too.
Oh, my God. Well, I can cope with that.
Yeah.
Because I've met a lot of crazy people out here, too, you know. And at times I can be pretty crazy, but still.
That's hard.
People are different in every city, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. It's real interesting.
Yeah.
Have you been down to Arkansas where Joe was going to be?
Well, I went with Joey.
Uh-huh.
We spent 3 days, and of course, Joey went down himself for a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
And that's when he really shopped around, looked around, and he just
yeah.
took a liking to it.
Yeah.
Joey's that type of fella. Joey's the type of fella that he wants peace of mind, and he wants to raise his kids up in a
really?
Little better environment.
Yeah.
And him being a policeman, like he used to come home and used to say, Dad, you don't realize what's really going on.
It's terrible. I was so glad when he told me he was leaving. I think it's wonderful.
Oh, yeah, because I was scared while he was working at a force. You know, there's a lot of crazy people now.
Mm-hmm.
They think nothing of killing you.
No.
That's why I think they should bring back the electric chair.
You think that would help?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh.
Because they'll think twice before they do something.
Maybe. I don't know. People are so crazy they don't care. I think they want to die. You just don't want to go with them.
I don't know what's going on. I was a kid, and I was just about, well, I had one of the worst reputations in this neighborhood.
No kidding.
Yes, but I was never in, I never got, you know, it was never for burglary or hold-ups. Mine was all fights.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that.
Yeah.
And we never went out and wrecked property or anything like that. But still, my parents were very, very strict. And believe me, when my father hit us, he didn't hit us with the hand.
Yeah.
And we knew we were hit with a strap.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be punished or we couldn't go out for maybe weeks.
Yeah.
And this hurt us. But I don't think the parents are as strict.
They don't pay any attention to what their kids do these days. You know,
I raised my kids the way I was raised. And my son Joey always had that fear.
Yeah.
In him. You know, of me. And to this day,